AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's economy is highly vulnerable to external risks in a pessimistic global economic environment. That is the warning from the ESRI, who today published their medium-term economic outlook. Professor Martina Lawless, director of the ESRI, spoke to Joe Lynham on this morning's Breakfast Business.
One of the kind of really striking underpinnings of the Irish economy and its growth over the last 10 years has been the levels of obviously foreign direct investment and exports in the Irish economy. That's driven our growth for a long number of years, but that means that anything that happens in the international economy is really a very high risk, directly impacting Irish growth.
Okay, Professor Martina Lawless there speaking to Joe a little bit earlier. Let's get the take of John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. I suppose, John, it's not a major surprise that as one of the most open economies in the world, we're particularly vulnerable to outside influences. What did you make of the ESRI warning?
Yeah, I know, and it's in line with warnings from the central bank, and also the Department of Finance has looked at things that can go wrong. And the things that everybody's concentrating on are things that go wrong in the outside world that affect us. The massive change in policy in the United States, that's a big risk item. And also, one of the scenarios which would be particularly severe is if you have a big fall in the demand for the high-tech goods produced, pharmacy and so on, and that would have a really big impact. Like if there was a world recession, that would really impact on the Irish economy. So I think that is it's an additional warning on that. Something that people may not have looked at, which is, I think, interesting and new in the report. If things go wrong, who will be hit? We saw in the financial crisis that a very large number of people who were non-graduates lost their jobs in Ireland, where graduate employment actually increased every year through the financial crisis. What this shows is that if these things go wrong in the outside world affecting our exports, it's actually not, it's graduate jobs which will go. It will be the opposite of the financial crisis. So that the risks are for people working in pharmaceuticals, IT and so on, who would be highly paid now, that they could lose their jobs. Now, that's something that hadn't been, that I hadn't thought about before. And that is new.
Right, that is very interesting. Is there much we can do to mitigate these risks?
No, but at a European level, our protection is the EU, our EU membership. They looked after us on the deal on tariffs. Pharmaceuticals are exempt, and so far the threat to the pharmaceutical sector is limited. We need to support the EU in and persuade them to go for free trade with the rest of the world if the US wants to go its own way. So the Mercosur deal is vital that that goes through. The cost of Irish farmers is zero. The EU, there's a series of studies which show that. So we need more free trade, which protects us so that we're not vulnerable to US action. So Mercosur, that's free trade with South America. We need to develop free trade with India, with Southeast Asia, because you have two malign actors, China and the United States. And we're a country that relies hugely on free trade.
Interesting.
So,
John, when the and you've touched on this, when the IFA and other farming lobby groups say the government should oppose Mercosur, they are wrong in your view.
That's mad. Because first of all, the studies show it's not going to have any significant effect on the farming community. And the EU has put in place a compensation scheme in case they were affected. When it's not going to have any negative effect on the Irish economy, but it's going to have a major positive effect, not just in Ireland, but on Germany, which is really suffering, and France. We need to support Mercosur and more deals like it.
Okay, really interesting. We might get the view of the IFA on that in the coming days. Just before I let you go, I mean, the world is a worrying place at the moment. Do you have sleepless nights over the Irish economy, or are you relatively sanguine?
Well, you have me up early this morning, so that gives me sleepless nights. One development at a European level, which really does concern me, and Ireland should oppose while supporting Mercosur and deals like it, the EU is talking about a bi-European deal. And when you have a totally globalised economy, the pharmaceutical sector buys in bits of pharmaceutical products that are all half made from all over the place and then exports them. That if you have to buy European, that's the US policy. That's the wrong road to go down. There are certain things which Europe is very vulnerable on. There's this issue of things called rare earths. But a bi-European policy in a globalised world, for a globalised economy, that's a recipe for disaster. So that's what we need to oppose at European level.
John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think, particularly about what John had to say about the Mercosur deal. He said madness for Ireland to oppose it, despite what the IFA are saying. 087 1400 106. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.